David, your thoughts on tonight's 1-1 draw here in Larne?
Hard fought. We knew it would be. Larne are a good side. They make it really difficult for you. They put a lot of pressure on you when you're playing out. I thought at times we were probably a little bit too risky. We probably changed that in the last 20-25 minutes and went probably a little bit more direct because the game is so tight and tense. We obviously conceded, I think it was a poor goal. Davy McDay comes on and sort of breaks on us, which is disappointing. But fair play to the players, honestly, they kept going. It's an important Linfield throughout the generations have kept going and kept going to the whistle. So it was important tonight when you probably haven't been at your best and probably dominating games or whatever else, to find a way to get a result. And it was a fantastic ball in by Marty, and probably the smallest player in the league. But again, so pleased for Jordan. He gives you that sort of firepower at times. He gives you an extra wee bit of quality at times. And it was an important stage of the game because it ended up then giving us an opportunity to take a draw away from a really tough game.
Your substitutions did the trick. They did what you asked. Come on and change the game. And great cross, and as you say, another sub heads it in. Smallest man on the pitch, probably too.
Again, all credit to the players because again, you know, we had two or three sort of dilemmas sort of tonight, who we were going to play and who were, you know, Michael Newbury's was unfortunate to miss out tonight. Maybe Billy, people like Marty, obviously starting, Marty, Ahmed, Jordan. You know, we've good options here, and obviously we changed obviously the formation a little bit towards the end. It's not something that you ever plan on. But when you have sort of Sam, who's a natural left-sided centre-half, Trey Hume can probably play anywhere along the back. You've opportunities to do that. We made the subs and taken obviously Jamie and Matty Clark off, and again that was no reflection on their performance. That was just to try and get some more forward players on, change the shape a wee bit, try and get us up the pitch. And we didn't score through shape, we scored through a desire of the players tonight wanting to get back into the game, and you know the Linfield supporters behind, and again they were loud tonight. They were backing us right to the end. They stayed right behind the team. Even when it was 1-0, it's easy to sort of, you know, go away from supporting your team sometimes when you're getting beat. They stuck right behind it tonight, and you know, I was so pleased that we got the equaliser for them.
A draw, probably a fair result. In many ways similar to the end of last season when Waterworth scored a very late equaliser here as well.
Yeah, possibly. Again, I'll watch it again and sort of go through what we probably should have and could have done a little bit better in. But you know, to come here, you know, you got to give, you know, Larne a hell of a lot of credit because they make it hard for you, certainly on this pitch, and this, you know, there's a good atmosphere down here both ends. So for us, yeah, the pleasing thing is we're away with something. Was it a deserved draw or whatever else? I don't think we'd done enough and deserved to win the game. We stayed in the game and had two or three sort of half chances without creating sort of the real opportunities tonight. But again, that's because you're playing against a good team.
It's great to keep the unbeaten domestic run going.
Yeah, of course. It gives the players, again, probably a wee bit extra belief when you come to, and I think it probably spurred us on a wee bit last year when we came down here and we got a draw, and we probably weren't quite at our best. And as you mentioned before, Andy scored a late equaliser for us. That, I think, sort of basically nailed it into the player's head that we were good enough and strong enough and competitive enough to go and win the league title, and you know, end and winning the double last year against Larne. So hopefully tonight's performance result can, we want to improve. That's a given. I think we can be better in possession, of course, but we'll take positives from the game tonight and try and improve and try and be better for Dungannon on Saturday.
And that's a big away game tonight, ticked off, and as you say, Dungannon come to Windsor, and they've been notching up some, you know, good results, scoring plenty of goals. So another tough one on Saturday.
They're a dangerous team, probably like Larne. They want to play and they want to play out. They're chancy at times, but again, if we work as hard as I know we can do, we'll put a little bit of pressure on, and then you're always hoping with players and bodies in the final third, you're going to get good goal scoring opportunities.
And it's one game at a time, but it's a heavy schedule for them for the months ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, again, that's to be expected. If you want to be in the cup competitions, the shield competitions, we have the United Union competition ahead of us. they're all games that the players want to be involved in. I feel as if I've got a squad capable of playing 2, 3, 4 games, and you know, everybody wants to play, and that's a credit to him. And probably at the minute, apart from Cammy Palmer, who missed tonight, who's been in and around the squads on a regular basis of recent. Apart from that, you know, with Kyle McLean and everybody else is fit and fighting healthy, which is it's always challenging, but it's better to have numbers and options and good options, a little bit of quality when called upon. And we're going to need players fit and available to the challenge ahead.
Well done tonight. An important point gained here on the road tonight, David.
Cheers, Andy.